My name is Nellie Kelsey. I'm a quilter at McKinley County Quilters Guild. And I've been a quilter for like over 20 years.
McKinley County Area Quilt Guild will host a Harvest Moon 2018 quilt show on October 6th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Larry B. Mitchell Recreational Center, 700 Joseph M. Montoya Boulevard in Gallup, New Mexico, 87301. For details, you may search Harvest Moon 2018 Quilt Show on Facebook.
And I am here with Nellie and Christy, who are some of the organizers behind the October 6th Quilt Show. So tell me, what did that announcement not talk about?
The quilt show consists of, it started in 1985, around there. And they show around 80 or more quilts in a quilt show. Quilt show is a fabulous handmade machine or embroidered quilt that will be on display at the recreation center.
How will you describe what a quilt is, how it's made?
Okay, quilting is stitching together fabrics to make a blanket. And all you need is needle and thread, quilting needle and quilting thread to sew your blanket.
And
that's what the quilt
is. And segments of any fabric will do. So historically, people have chosen pieces of clothing or could be a old bedspread or jacket, and they cut up little sections of it. Could be squares, could be triangles, could be odd shapes for that matter. But it gets complicated if you get very odd shapes involved, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. But we just have to work with squares or pieces to make a small blanket or big quilts. The quilts that we're going to show are all large. Some are queen, some are king, and small baby blankets. And they will be shown there at the quilt show.
Is there a particular theme for the quilts this year?
I think our theme is Harvest Moon, for fall.
Right. Yeah. How long have you been a quilter, Nellie?
I've been a quilter since 1991. Before, I used to just quilt at home. And, after work, I wanted to occupy my time. So I started sewing by hand until I got me a sewing machine. When you first started, I wasn't there. It was just a bunch of about 30 or more people. But I joined, by accident, I found the sewing. I was going to exercise. And then that day they canceled, and I didn't know. So there was a whole bunch of noise over here. So I thought, I'll check it out. So I went over there, and a bunch of people sewing. I thought, hey, I love to sew, and I'm sewing now. But I wonder what they're doing. So they were quilting by hand on a frame. There was three frames set up, and each ladies were sitting at it and talking and sewing. So I thought, that's what I like to do. I want to do that. And I'm there ever since. But I've been sewing with my hand. I made a few blankets to sew them together and, for family, not to show or anything, but just for family. And I've been sewing, of course, over the years. I learned how to really quilt with a sewing machine. And, of course, you keep learning even today.
Do we find a very diverse complement of quilters?
Oh, yes, there's various groups around, in every section, like chapter houses out there. They have quilting groups, women get together and sew, not only to sew, but to fellowship and to have fun, just be together.
Christy, how long have you been involved with quilting?
Hi, I'm Christy Wilson. I teach at UNM Gallup, and I recently joined a quilting guild in the community, the McKinley County Quilting Guild. I learned about it from a good friend of mine named Cecilia Held, and I've been going every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Larry Bryan Mitchell Recreational Center. And it's just really relaxing. There's a small group of women that come on other days, on Tuesdays, I believe. But I go on the Thursday night meetup. And it's just a relaxing place where I get to go and learn, because all of these women are masters. They've been doing this forever. And it's just so fun to learn, you know, how one lady will do one technique and someone else will do it, another way. And so I just enjoy being around them and learning and showing my quilts that I'm working on. So this is my first quilt show that I've ever been a part of in my whole life. So I'm excited to be a part of that. The members work really hard behind the scenes to organize this event. It takes a lot of work to get this to happen. And so that's why we're so excited about sharing this with the community. Come out to this event. It's going to be so enriching. It's going to be fun. There will be different, giveaway prizes. I've heard that's the word on the street. They're just tons of quilts to look at if you want to observe them or to purchase them. I just really want to emphasize that if there's anyone out there that's curious about quilting, you should totally check it out. You should stop by, especially at the Thursday night meetup, and just, ask a few questions.
The October 6th show is as much an art show as a craft show, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely. Is. I mean, yes. These women are artists. I mean, these quilts, this is fine art. It's amazing the level of skill and technique that's taking place. And the diversity in these designs, it's really cool. It's really cool.
When I was growing up, when we talked about quilting, when we talked about hook rugs and such, it was a way of recycling materials. Mm-hmm. You had old blankets, tattered and not of quite as much use. You had old clothes. Guess what? You took all those. You took out the good sections. You started putting them together. With hook rugs, you might assemble little pieces and create a little quill that build up. So how much of that aspect of recycling comes into play when you're looking for materials?
I mean, I personally love that concept of recycling materials. As an artist separate from the Art Guild or in conjunction with the Quilt Guild, I incorporate remnant fabrics in the artwork that I make. But that's what drew me to make that work is the remnants that are used in quilts. And so I feel like a lot of the ladies, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of ladies, they purchase their fabrics with a clear design. And there's a structure. But yes. There are some ladies who, like I saw a quilt just last Thursday. It blew my mind. It was all remnant pieces that had been cut down and sewn so intricately. I mean, it really blew my mind how amazing this was. Do you incorporate remnants into yours?
Yes. When I first started, I used scraps. There was nothing, no store nearby. So I just had to use, clothes that I find, and then I cut them and just make them into blankets. It's just like, even today, I use scrap mostly because I want to create. Of course, my children, they'll say, you just go to the store and buy you a blanket. No, it's not the same. It's not like that. This is, you put your whole time into it and in creating that, and then in the end you appreciate what you've done, and hopefully that whoever gets our quilt that they will appreciate it too. And I've made quilts out of mostly scraps, and then if I have a pattern that I have in mind, I do buy fabrics, but not always.
When you're designing quilt, when you're mm-hmm. when you're contemplating how you're going to put it mm-hmm. together, just figure out, do you want this to be like a winter quilt? Do you want this to be mm-hmm. a light quilt?
Well, it all depends. it usually takes me quite a while if I'm going to really get down to it, like thinner or thicker, it don't matter. It still comes out the same, like a month or less. It depends on how often you get to it.
How much interest has there been from youth in the area in learning about this?
I think this is, being on part of this interview is a good way to reach out for those who may be interested in that. That's why we're so excited to be here. One thing I wanted to add is that one of my favorite things about the Quilt Guild is the community of women that exists. So, you know, when you're starting something, either a lap quilt or a full quilt or, you know, a potholder, whatever it is you're making, you kind of like start it and you work on it, but then you show up to the guild, you know, when they meet, and they'll help you like assemble. So when I'm actually doing the quilting process, it's several women who come together and we lay it out, we get it perfectly flat, and we either pin it or baste it. Is that what it's called?
Basting.
And that's the part that I really enjoy, is that community where you're not just doing this craft solely in your own studio or your own home. Maybe you start it that way, but then you come together as a group. And that's what's so exciting about this quilt show, is that it's all of these members who have been doing this for so long, they come together and they make this event take place. They hang all the quilts. I mean, there's just so much behind the scenes. Yeah, it's really nice.
Will some of the quilts in the show be available for purchase?
I think so. It'll say on the paper that it'll for sale. Mostly it's not, but it all depends.
And for you personally, are there ever times when you consider, you know, selling or?
Oh yes, I sold a few of my quilts in the past.
Yeah, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's like a booth for quilts that will be sold, and part of the portion of the proceeds will go to the guild to help raise awareness about the guild, to have future projects. We host a series of workshops for the community and for children of all ages. And then there will be a separate booth that's more for personal items, so that money would go directly to the maker. And then there's a quilt, a beautiful, amazing quilt that's on the actual flyer that's been going around, that's in the newspaper and all over town. And that is the quilt that will be for raffle. So you can buy a ticket for $5 and you get 6 raffle tickets. And it's amazing. It's really amazing.
I would point out that while traditionally quilting tends to be popularized among women in particular and girls, there are a few cases where boys or men may be involved.
Yes.
So
please, yeah. Anybody is welcome. We would love to have boys, men, you know, grandpas, anybody who's interested. It's a lot of the members I've heard overhear them say. They say, I think some men are better quilters than some women, and the way that you hold the needle and move that needle. And so I haven't met one yet, but I would challenge you if you're out there to come visit us.
I mentioned the Quilts for Valor project, and there was at least one young man involved with that, and it might have been an older man involved with that, but I think there was a vested interest because they were veterans themselves and they were supporting veterans. So
yeah,
it was a natural draw in that case.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah,
we just, it's really relaxing. You know, as a teacher, I find it nice to just show up and just learn. You know, I just want to learn. And it's really nice.
I go there to relax too, and you know, just get out of the house or just be there in fellowship.
Yeah,
Christy, let me ask you this: as an artist and as an art professor, do you ever find that there are some experiences you've had with quilting that filter over into some of your multimedia work?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I joined the guild initially. Is as a maker, I incorporate quilt making into jewelry that I make, and I just felt like I didn't know that much about quilting. My grandma quilted, and I learned a lot about being creative and making from her. But I just wanted to learn, you know, more about that. And so when I signed up to join the Quilt guild, they asked, why did you join this guild? I said, because I want to incorporate this into my jewelry making. So everybody knows that, and they, you know, find little ways and little projects. Oh, maybe you could incorporate this, or, you know. But as a as an instructor, I honestly find it interesting, you know, when I show up and I see other women teaching other people in the room, I learn from them about how to communicate and how to, especially because I make a lot of mistakes when I quilt. I'm known as the baby quilter because I'm brand new, and I everyone says I have a lead foot on the sewing machine. They always are telling me, slow down, slow down. And so anyways, I make a ton of mistakes, and I learn so much about how these individual quilters learn how to either like fix that mistake, or like a lot of times if I make a mistake, several women will sit down and say, get your seam rippers. And I always thought, you know, I'd be there by myself, ripping it open. But everybody helps you. It's, you know, just like, let me help you redo this. So that's nice, too.
So, Nellie, let me ask you. Over the years, has your focus on the designs or plans for your quilts shifted? In other words, have you gotten more into the art of it? Or have you thought about particular themes or topics that you focus on?
Oh, yes. From the beginning, I just quilted because, you know, we're quilting, so. But over the years, I look back now on my first quilt, my first old quilt that I made. It was like, oh my gosh, you know. But now I'm not perfect, but, you know, I learn a lot. I learn a lot, especially my colors and my the size of the quilt that I make now. And I'm enjoying it. I really like what I'm doing, and you know, mistakes are not, it's a quilt, you know. So that's what I'm doing.
Years ago, I recall one craftsperson, artist, who combined the remnants in the quilting style with remnants in the hook rug style and created a piece with both in one multimedia form. It was really interesting, I thought. But those tools are there for everyone.
Yeah, and also, you know, the Quilting Guild, we don't just make quilts. We also make, there have been several workshops that we're trying to create publicity through Facebook, or if you stop by the actual room, we have literature on it. But we did a workshop on making diaper bags.
Diaper bags and bowls.
Bowls, these fabric bowls, really amazing, almost like origami kind of bowls.
Yeah.
What was another one?
Pot holders, casserole carriers.
Oh, the one that I really enjoyed was Kathy Curley did one. It was just a pin cushion, but it had these really like modern fabrics. Yeah, that was, and they had, I would have never thought this, but they put crushed cedar. Was that what it was?
It was walnut.
Oh, crushed walnuts. That's right. And you put that so it won't damage your needles.
Pins. Yeah.
And of course, apparel, hats, jackets.
Oh yeah, we're making a vest this Thursday, actually. Eleanor.
Yeah, Eleanor.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like KGLP's listeners to know? For instance, if someone is listening to this segment and they would like to learn more, how would they get in touch?
I would encourage young people to come out, you know, ladies, come out and learn how to sew, or if you're already sewing, bring your projects. We meet like every Tuesday from 9:30 till 2, and on Thursday evenings from 6 o'clock to 8:45.
And that's at the
Larry Bryan Mitchell Recreation Center. That's where we are.
Very good.
And then if they want information like on the membership or just about the guild, they can call Eleanor. I got her number. It's 505-726-1075.
And I think you have a Facebook page, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. So if you just go to the McKinley County Quilt Guild, I believe in Gallup.
Yes.
It's there's a Facebook page. Feel free to leave a message. I'm managing that right now, so I can give you responses or feedback. And we post current projects that we're working on, in progress stuff on that page. For details, you can search for Harvest Moon 2018 Quilt Show on Facebook.
About what proportion of the quilters do strictly hand stitching, and what proportion might use some machine assistance?
Well, not any more hand now. It's mostly machine now because, you know, there's a lot of new tools and stuff out there. So the modern, they're using sewing machines now, and they have a lot of different options out there.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I just assumed everybody was hand quilting, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. And when everybody's like, we do machine, I was like, oh, okay. But there are a few members who, if you're interested in hand quilting, they can show you that setup. And some parts, you do hand sewing. But a lot of our sewing machines that we use come from, what's that shop called?
Gallup Service Mart.
Yeah, John, who runs that.
Yeah.
He has been really helpful. I borrow a sewing machine from his shop that's at the... So we would encourage you, if you come, if you have a sewing machine, bring it. If you don't, we might be able to... I don't know if I'm going out of my bounds here, but might be able to arrange something to let you use a sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. There's one or two at the sewing, but I'm not sure how.
Yeah, we'd have to get details on that.
I assume that most people are using the full-size tabletop sewing machines, but I've seen some handheld sewing machines. Do people ever use the smaller ones?
I haven't seen one.
Oh, yeah, it's just a different approach.
I think those are for basting.
Maybe.
I think they're for basting. You do that around.
Shows you how much I know.
You just go around just for to hold together while you're sewing.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I remember is all those straight pins you put in to hold things together.
They're pretty handy.
Yes.
They're pretty handy.
But there's newer ways to do it, I'm learning. Yeah, you can use safety pins or safety these pins little clamps.
Thank you, Christy and Nellie, for coming by. You want to, again, repeat the details about the show?
Yes. So for the McKinley County Area Quilt Guild, we're having a Harvest Moon event. It's the 2018 Quilt Show. It's going to be on October 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Larry B. Mitchell Recreational Center. That's at 700 Joseph M. Montoya Boulevard in Gallup, New Mexico. For details, you can search for Harvest Moon 2018 Quilt Show on Facebook.
Thank you so much.